You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're talking about beating the holiday blues, and Wanda and I are just having fun. Wanda, are you having fun? I'm having fun.
I'm always having fun.
I am, too, especially when I'm kicking it with you here on the radio show. Now, Wanda, some people, they get depressed when it's the holiday season. I don't. In fact, I really love the holiday season. My favorite part of the holiday season, I'll just throw it out there, is the Bruce Springsteen song, where he asked the big man to kick it in and play the saxophone.
Oh, we miss him. Oh,
I love Bruce. I love the big man, too. But you know who's playing in the big man's place now?
Who?
His son.
Oh, get out.
Kid you not. Go look it up. Now you're going to have to search for that, and it's going to be our last song. But it's actually very, very cool. I love the boss for Christmas time when he starts playing that. Ding, 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 ding. Better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. That's the Bruce Springsteen song. And wow, and then they... Big man plays the sax. It's really good. But so I like to listen to that if I'm getting depressed. Another thing like I do if it's getting depressed around Christmas time is I call up my wife. I call my significant other. She's very well positioned to make me feel much better. She goes, Jim, don't feel depressed. Feel upbeat. Feel great. You've got me and I'm alive. That's right, honey, because last year we got Vivian a kidney transplant, so we got lots to celebrate. This year, Vivian's kidney transplants, Asha Rinelli's new kid, Nikki Freed. Look, we're talking about my family, so the most important thing is family, Wanda. Family.
Family's cool. My family's in Baltimore. I miss them so. But hey, it's all good.
We'll send you up to Baltimore.
Nah,
bring them down
cold.
Here.
It's
bring them
cold.
Down here. Have them hit the train and come down here.
It'd be nice if my mom came down for a couple days.
How do we get mom down here? What do we got to say to her?
Got to put her in a hotel.
All right, well, we got those.
Yeah.
We got those.
You know, because, yeah.
We should work that out.
My mom is, yeah.
We should work that out.
Well, all right, we'll work on it. Meanwhile, back to the farm. Hey, are we expecting Larry Zinn sometime this hour?
We are expecting Larry Zinn.
I just wanted to throw that out there.
Larry Zinn is going to be coming in. He's going to come in the second half of the hour. We're going to talk about hot cars for 2006. I'm going to ask him how he likes the Dolphins this week, what he thinks about the Miami Heat. And
how is the Heat doing?
The Heat are, they're marginally okay.
All right.
They're marginally okay.
Do we have any other teams?
We have the Marlins, but they're not playing.
Isn't there some hockey team that we
have?
There's
the Panthers, but they're up in Broward County.
Wow.
Panthers, I think we're doing okay.
You mean up in Broward? Like, it's so far away.
Well, you know, you got to cross the county line. It is across the border. Ask them, they'll tell you.
Yep, it is.
So, here in Miami, it's all good. Somebody just cut somebody off in traffic. Hey, everybody, calm down. It's okay. They're heading to their holiday party. It's much more important to them. Let it go. Don't get uptight. You know, the most important thing is to really not get uptight. You get that impulse. Don't act on the impulse. You know, the holiday season is full of unsuspecting stimuli. Don't let it come up and make your day a bad day. Make it a good day.
Carry mistletoe around with you. And just in case you wanna... drop it.
That is terrific.
Just drop the mistletoe.
You got any good hints there about other ideas? You come up with these great ideas.
They just come to me, and when they come, there you go.
Okay, mistletoe.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I've got also, right now, 5 random facts of Thursday, when you're ready for it, because I find this to be very interesting.
Give it to me, babe!
Okay, did you know
that no.
there are more trees on Earth than stars in the Milky Way galaxy? I thought that was huge.
How do they know?
I don't know. Apparently there was a counting. Approximately.
Did they count the grains of sand also?
No, who's got time for that? Approximately 3.
You're talking about the stars.
3.04 trillion trees versus 100 to 400 billion stars.
Are you kidding?
That's what they say. So that's a random fact for you on this Thursday. I thought it was a good one.
That's a great one.
There's one more.
Give me another.
About $800 million worth of shopping carts are stolen from stores worldwide every year. So this Christmas, while you're out shopping, when you start to go too far with that cart, bring it back.
I don't want. Why would you want a shopping cart? Maybe to make a go-kart off the wheels?
Yeah, you know, back in the day, that's what you would have done.
That's all I can think of.
Now, unless you're sleeping, you're using it for adding an addition to your already outdoor home. Not to, you know, diminish any of those folks, but, you know. We're adding on this weekend, the next shopping cart to add on to the other shopping cart area that we are now having a big shopping cart wing.
Wow, that's great. You know, you need to have a whole shopping cart wing. I want to apologize to the people that are watching on Facebook Live.
What's happening?
Terrible sound. I'm going to try to fix it as we go over the half hour.
Yeah, well,
But it is a radio show, not a Facebook Live show.
For now.
I know.
So those are some random facts. And then coming up, you're going to want to stick around for the top 10 Google searches of 2018, plus four more search stats if you're interested.
But top four Google searches?
The top 10 Google searches of 2018. So what people are Googling, we'll get to those in about... want to do it now? Or save it for Larry? Hello?
Do a couple now and then save some for Larry. I'd like Larry to try to guess a couple. I bet you Warren Henry Automotive is one of the big ones.
It could be.
It should be.
All right. I'll start with... I'll give you five now and then we'll...
Give me five now and then the staff...
We'll save the five.
Exactly.
Oh, you love it when we tease you.
I love it when you give it to me.
Okay. Google released its annual list of the top things we searched for this year. And if you think the U.S. doesn't care about soccer, you're wrong. At number one, the World Cup. France won it actually back in July, but... they beat Croatia 4-2 in the final. Kind of amazing. It's number one since the U.S. didn't even make the World Cup this year. But
The top thing or the 10th thing?
It was an. I told you we're going to start at number one. This is how they give it to
you
me.
You come from the top. Okay.
Number one. Number one was the World Cup. People searching it, even though we weren't in it. Number two, Hurricane Florence. It slammed into the Carolinas back in September, if you maybe remember. So that was number two, the top 10 Google searched event of the year. At number three, rapper Mac Miller, who passed away of an overdose in September. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we move to number four.
She's saying that I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a rapper.
I understand.
We don't hit that scene too
often. I understand.
Not fashion designer Kate Spade.
Oh, of course. I remember that. Of course. She committed suicide.
In June.
There was a weathercaster that committed suicide today up in the upper Midwest. It's a very horrible thing. These people that are...
Suicide is on the rise.
That's right. Well, there's a suicide hotline. We should get the suicide hotline
and
broadcast
that. We will do that in just a moment.
All right.
Also, Anthony Bourdain at number five.
Another one.
Passed away.
Is this everybody's got to die to get on their list?
And actually hanging. They both hung themselves.
Oh, my gosh.
Much like Robin Williams, too. I don't know why people...
Why do people do it?
I don't know.
There's no turning around, maybe?
It's so painful, though. I don't know. I never understand.
I don't know why you want to kill yourself.
Well,
I guess there's a lot of people that could answer that question, but I really don't want to do that. That's a bad thing.
So that's number five. People, don't do it. We'll give you some reasons to live for sure, sticking around.
One of them is to hug Polo.
Oh, for sure.
Polo's hugs are great.
Giving out hugs for free.
That's right. You can come over to...
For free.
That's right. We're at... where are we at? What's the address here?
We are at the penthouse of Blue Lagoon.
880
The Biz Penthouse.
880 The Biz Penthouse. So, Wanda, you've got a lot of lights back in there. You're very festive back in there. How come it's not as festive here? All we have is like, what is this,
because
tinsel?
Because there's always somebody in this room. There's not always someone in that room.
Okay. Well, I'd like to think that my presence is here at all times.
Yeah, but you know, we're not going to decorate it just for an hour every Thursday.
I guess that's true.
I mean, you know,
my holiday's
as special
over.
As you are.
My holiday's over anyway.
Once again, you just wear a hat with a mistletoe on it.
That's true.
That's what you do.
I like my Marlins hat. I went out with the Marlins guys. We talked about the brand. I said I'd have to wait a little bit before I bought a new thing.
Are there any Christmas games we can go to?
Christmas games?
Like holiday?
There's the Orange Bowl game.
Okay.
There is, which is one of the national semifinal games. It's actually going to be a big game.
Orange Bowl.
There's the Orange Bowl.
Where's that held?
At the whatever they're calling it up there. Shark Stadium, Freelance Stadium, Sun Life.
What did it used to be called?
Hard Rock Stadium.
Oh, okay. Now I know.
And then I think they used to have a game. I don't know if they have it at the Marlins Park, the Miami Beach Bowl. You'd have to look that up.
No.
Then you've got the heater on the road because the circus is in town. I guess that means the hockey team is here. And, it looks like Warren Henry Automotive is calling. That means Big Larry's on the line. All right. We're going to talk cars with Larry. We're going to talk sports with Larry. And we're going to get a lot of positive energy from Larry because that's what Larry gives. Larry is a dynamo. The absolute dynamo.
He's hanging on by his chinny chin chin.
You should see him at the Supercar Saturdays. It's a great event. I love going up there. I love being part of the Warren Henry family.
Thank you for getting me up there finally. That
you
was a
finally
good time.
Got up there. You brought Polo. You had a good time.
Yeah.
You met Samantha. You got your coffee. How'd you like the coffee?
Coffee was great.
How'd you like my little boy up there that makes the coffee?
There's
I love him.
Lots of fun people. Nice
young man that makes
kids,
the coffee there is my
dogs.
Favorite. Sorry, Larry, you're not that young guy that makes the coffee. Is my favorite. I love him.
What's his name?
I can't remember right now.
Oh, come on.
I'm a bad boy. I knew you were going to do that to me.
Well.
I knew you were going to do that. I just go up and give him a
hug. Now you got to know his name.
Well, I know that. Larry's going to tell me. He's going to embarrass me. He's going to give Jim, that guy's name is, when he comes on the phone.
All right.
All right. So, Wanda, sir, what would your what would your number one be? And we got to get this from Larry too. Is one number one bait way for you to beat the holiday blues? For me, it's like I said, it's putting on Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. You better not. And then the big man plays the sax, and I just love that. It's the best part.
My favorite Christmas.
How do you get happy if you're feeling down on Christmas?
Always music. Music is my go-to for
right. Well,
yeah,
I just
whatever.
Said music was for me.
So that's always my go-to.
How about the barking dog singing Jingle Bells? Well, woof woof woof.
It's not just
woof,
music.
Woof, woof.
It's music and then dancing, because then I'm
light on your feet.
The music goes through my body.
Music
so
is
then,
gonna
cause
move.
Because when you're feeling the music in your body, there's nothing holding you back. Nothing holding you back.
Music always moves me.
Exactly.
If it's not moving me, I don't want to listen.
It's moving you very nicely.
It is moving me. People can see that on
Facebook.
He's
got the moves.
I'm moving.
All right, then. So let's move to a break.
All right, and I'm going to try to fix the sound.
It's not a break, actually. Some fun stuff. Stick around for it, and maybe Larry's
fun stuff. Oh, it's going to be great stuff.
Maybe Larry Zinn will stick around through.
Larry Zinn will be there. He's there. He's a very dependable dude.
I can hardly wait.
You are the best.